Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio number 394. This is Kevin DeFrango. On one end is Chris Calamita. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Kevin. How about yourself?
You know, I cannot argue. I have enjoyed the WWE programming, so both on Monday and Tuesday. So it'll be interesting to know if. Also, one Jeremy Mays feels the same way.
Hey, everybody. I feel it's okay.
But you're seeing as though both of your man crushes finished out both shows this week. You know. It's hard for you to argue this week in wrestling, in my opinion.
I don't know. Who wants to pontificate the longest? Do you want to go first, Chris, or do you want me to?
You. I'm sure you've got a lot to say.
Okay.
Your boys are on top of the world.
Okay, yeah, so we'll just start with SmackDown, all right? So watching this show, they have Luke Harper cut a really awesome backstage promo. One nitpick, he needs a little catchphrase at the end. He didn't say run. He didn't say, you know, anything at the end. It just kind of ended. It's like, that kind of sucks. But anyways, really good. You're waiting for him to come out at the end. The crowd's waiting for him to come out at the end because you know he's coming out at the end. And when he does, that crowd popped for Luke Harper. Future world champion Luke Harper finally getting the praise from the crowd that he deserves. Comes in, saves everybody, saves John Cena. Knocks down Bray Wyatt, which I thought they were going to tease for a little bit longer. Crowd's cheering for Luke Harper, as they should. He even turned the crowd to make sure they cheered for John Cena. Luke Harper got the crowd to cheer for John Cena. Perfect end of the show. Just absolutely perfect. And he didn't look out of place, even though his goofy, grubby outfit that he's always got on didn't look out of place at all. I'll just stick with SmackDown for right now because Raw was just incredible. So,
well, you know, that is kind of the funny thing with Luke Harper. I keep on wondering if the look is going to change at some point. But it's just like, I don't see his character, like, I don't know why you'd move him out of that character altogether.
Dating back to his indie days, he has never worn gear. He has always worn some iteration of what he's wearing right now.
Well, I saw an old, like, NXT or FCW thing. They actually had him in trunks.
I have not seen that.
Yeah.
It was a poster. I didn't see him, like, in the ring. So it very well could have been doctored. Let me see if I can find it. It looked goofy.
Yeah, I bet he would look goofy. I you know, just keep him in something. Maybe a cleaner shirt. Now that he's a baby face. Maybe that would work.
How about they get him his own merchandise so he can wear his own goddamn shirt?
That'd be fine. Yeah, they could definitely move to his own shirt. I think that would be an improvement. But on top of Chris's point, I believe that he was wearing some type of jean when he was in Prime Wrestling taking on Kevin Nash. So, yeah, he's kind of... He's looked like this for a while at this point, which was kind of funny when he did show up to be like, he hasn't changed at all.
Yeah, I did find one site. They've got... I sent it to you guys. Two pictures of him in tights, and it just looks weird. I think I got a couple pictures of him in tights. It just looks weird. Now, one, he does have, it's funny, he still does have the plaid shirt on. But everything else, though, yeah, same thing. But no, I don't know if, like, the only way they could really change his look is if he turned heel and, like, he became part of the Authority or something. You know, he could at least slick the hair back or trim up the beard, give him, like, a goatee, just something.
Right.
That, like, shows that he's no longer that guy. He's not the Bayou guy, whatever they were supposed to be. He's now the corporate guy. But
I just don't see anything like that for him. No, I just seeing Samoa Joe in a suit was weird enough. Although it worked, it did work for him to a degree. But no, we do not need Luke Harper with a haircut and a shave and a suit. No, never.
Now with that bald spot, you can't cut his hair. You have to shave it. We all know how that works. Well, not Kevin. No. Goddamn monkey.
No. Luke Harper is primed for a big baby face run, and you know, if you believe what's out there, you know what's been out there. Luke Harper, originally, not planned for a major role at WrestleMania. They need to change that.
I brought it up, I think, the last time we were doing the show, where it should be a triple threat. Him, Randy Orton, and Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, I do think that that's where they should go. Of course, now they're married to Randy Orton having to be in the championship match. So, but hey, you know, Luke Harper in a championship match at WrestleMania? Okay.
There have been stranger things.
That's what needs to happen. I'll tell you this. If they actually do that, I will go to WrestleMania this year. I will drive down to Orlando, and I will drive back if I have to, just to see that.
Well, I mean, it would make a lot of sense. I mean, even though Kevin Owens on Raw said otherwise, a Goldberg-Lesnar 3 is going to be, like, one of the main matches at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
If Kevin Owens still has a title, he is not going to end the show. Likewise, Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt, and Luke Harper do not need to end the show. So, I mean, it's a really viable option for them to go that way.
All Luke Harper has to do is beat Randy Orton on Sunday. Now, granted, Randy Orton took a clean loss, basically clean loss tonight. Once again, it's very not likely where they're going with this, but they need to. They got something here, and they need to strike while the iron is hot.
It goes to the lack of depth on SmackDown. Because I was telling Kevin this morning, most of the talent is in the Elimination Chamber. There's, three women's matches? Three women's matches. The Elimination Chamber, the Tag Team Gauntlet, and then they went, oh yeah, we gotta put Randy and Luke on the card somewhere, so we'll have them wrestle again. Is that the entire SmackDown roster outside of Mojo Rawley?
There's also a handicap match with Dolph Ziggler versus Apollo Crews and Kalisto.
And the fans go wild.
Yeah. Was it the fans go mild?
And of course, old Dolph Ziggler is getting one more time chance with a chair and has zero instincts to just not use the chair. Fucking dumbass. God, just get rid of him.
As soon as he lost to Apollo Crews, which I'm so proud I call him Crews, not Creed, I just wrote worst heel turn ever.
It really is.
It's the worst. I can't think of another worse heel turn.
They have to be doing it on purpose to try and get rid of him, or something along those lines. There's no way that they don't realize this is horrible.
For as good as the show is on so many fronts, this is awful. Like, that turn is just garbage.
Oh. Yeah, I was like, okay, he's got to win this match, right, to kind of get things moving in the right direction if they want to use him as a heel. I mean, Apollo Crews hasn't done anything.
He didn't even get an entrance. He was in the ring already. I mean, Kalisto, he got his music played at the end. Not even Apollo. I don't know, was it Apollo Crews' music? No, never mind. That was last week. Yeah. I mean, I don't get what's wrong with Apollo Crews. I don't know if they don't know what to do with him or if they just don't have faith, whatever. But I told Shahid, at this point, shouldn't Ziggler be teaming with Jack Swagger? Because all he's doing is beating up on a black guy and a Mexican dude. That's it. He would be Jack Swagger's ideal partner. Which, by the way, isn't Swagger supposed to be on SmackDown now? You remember those few weeks, a couple months ago?
Nope.
Yeah, no. I think I do.
So, I mean, that's all the talent. So, yeah, why not just keep pushing Harper? Unless they're bringing somebody else up, which, pipe dreams, but...
Yeah, I not for the time being, at least. I wouldn't think so, but I would hope that after Raw got Samoa Joe that SmackDown would be in line for I would assume Nakamura is the next one that gets out of Dodge down there.
Well, they did just clear him today to return to the NXT. They're saying that there was no structural damage done to his knee, which I didn't realize that was an actual angle we were supposed to believe that he really hurt his knee. So
yeah, they didn't have him work at all at the NXT tapings covering 4 weeks of shows coming up, but the selling a knee injury.
Yep.
But which caused people to speculate that, whoa, he's not on NXT tapings for the next month. Maybe he's coming up now. No, they're just running an angle.
It almost seems like his time to arrive would be perfect right after WrestleMania.
Right.
Not right before. So, like, Joe got lucky. I mean, I know we kind of bounced around, but Joe got lucky. He came up, legitimately hurt Seth Rollins, which sucks on a personal level. But how much better of a debut could that be? I mean,
yeah.
Not a fake injury. Now he's out. Yeah, I did my job.
You know, then in his first debut match, he gets to beat Roman Reigns. Of course, from there, then the question is, then what? Because Seth Rollins is definitely missing Fastlane. They have high hopes for him making WrestleMania, but by that point, the time for the Joe match will have passed. So, what the hell does Joe do between Fastlane and WrestleMania?
And that's why you don't bring up Shinsuke right now either. Not that I don't think they were going to. But that's a real good argument to not bring it up. Because right now, WrestleMania, it's not going to feature a lot of SmackDown guys anyways. Kind of like the Royal Rumble didn't. But, you know, I don't know, that's why SmackDown, like, going to get back to the future world champion Luke Harper. I mean, there's no reason not to keep this going. If, give it another, well, I guess, they're going to have why are we still calling them pay-per-views? Are any of the...
Because their tab on the WWE site says pay-per-views. Until they change that, I'm not changing it.
Okay. Well, no, they call them pay-per-views as well. Because remember, they were trying to say special event, right?
Are they
saying events?
Yeah, I mean, if they change it to something else, I guess that's what I'd call it. Like, because I don't really give a shit what it's named.
And I'm guessing cable companies are still carrying them. I'm guessing.
Yeah, some are. Yeah, I mean, it's just a common term for what these shows are. I mean,
yeah, I mean, it does almost seem like more like they could rename them if they wanted to, but they're like, well, that's what we always called these for, like, whatever amount of years that was, 30 some odd years. Fuck it, we're not changing the name.
And really, for those who do pay for the network, I guess you are paying to view it. I mean, if you want to get into semantics, I guess, but no, it's like, see how the crowd reacts to Luke Harper on Sunday, and, you know, you got, how many, 5-6 weeks to go before WrestleMania.
Oh, well.
Keep your shit moving. There's plenty of time.
Although, even, I'll say this, I know you didn't stop, you don't not want to hear, Jeremy, but even in a loss, this is the type of match that can make Luke Harper. You know, if Orton's game, Orton could have, I mean, Harper could have the best match of his WWE career.
Their first one was pretty good. I thought it was weird that it just ended, like, kind of anticlimactic, but I thought the first one, the TV match, was good. So, you know,
well,
especially with, do you really think they're giving, like, Nikki Bella and Natalya 15 minutes? No offense, but no.
So no, the...
I can see this match going longer is what I'm getting at. And
yeah.
And maybe Luke does win. All right, I'll fantasy book it. Screw it. So Luke wins. He has a rightful claim. Like, hey, you're going to face the champion at WrestleMania, but I just beat you. And then they can have a bunch of schmoz matches if they want. And then finally, you know, Daniel Bryan does the right thing because the crowd's firmly behind the guy with the beard. It's like, no, I'm putting you in the championship match as well, just like they put me in one. There, perfect. Then he wins. And then I can just say, ha ha, I told you so. Luke Harper is the WWE champion.
And we're just operating under the assumption that Bray Wyatt's walking out of the chamber with the title, right?
Yeah, I'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. that's what I figure is going to happen.
I mean, if it's just, you know, Orton one-on-one, we're not throwing in Harper. Yeah, Orton and AJ Styles would be the better match.
Yeah.
But this time of year, they're into their stories. They want to tell their stories. And they've been telling the story with Orton and Bray Wyatt for about 6 months now. So that's going to get the nod, I'm fairly certain.
And I don't know. I'd be happy for Bray to win the title. And then I'd be even happier if he retained it, too. Nothing against, if it is just a one-on-one match, of course. I got nothing against Randy Orton, but he doesn't need the title. Just like John Cena didn't really need it either.
Yeah, I would have done this in reverse. I would have had Bray Wyatt win the Rumble and Orton win the title. And Bray Wyatt's crowning moment at WrestleMania. But.
Yeah. But then, how are we going to have the mixed tag match between the Miz? Oh, we forgot the Miz. One of the better acts on SmackDown, totally forgot about him, but he's in the chamber. But, how they're going to have that tag match where he proposes after the match and they ride off into the sunset.
I hope he's already, they're already, like, secretly engaged, because, boy, that guy's got some pressure on him.
I'm just imagining, what's the stipulation? All right, look, if we somehow lose this match to the Miz and Maryse, I'll marry you. And Nikki just immediately throws herself on the ground. He's like, oh, I didn't think this one through. It'd just be funny if it was like a backhanded thing. Not that he wanted to earn it. But I just, like, you know what that rumor is, Kevin, right?
Yeah. Okay, the whole proposal thing, because I believe we talked about it last week. I believe it was brought up last week. I was just like, oh my God. Like, just because, and it did make a lot of sense. Like, it seemed like Renee Young was going to be introduced into things with Dean Ambrose and Miz and Maryse, but that took a detour somewhere in Albuquerque, as Bugs Bunny once said.
Yeah, you assume that the issue is either Renee doesn't want to, or they don't feel like they can have her ready in time.
Renee's like a real anchor, like a real sports broadcast or whatever. I was surprised when they did that to begin with, just because I didn't think there'd ever be a payoff. Like,
yeah.
She's not a wrestler, she weighs 90 pounds. That's not gonna, I mean, as small as Alexa Bliss is, she's still a pretty, like, a decent sized woman. Not the real thin, you know, personality that Renee Young is. Which is not a bash on either one of them. They're both, like, doing what they're supposed to. So,
one of the things I talked about last week was, you know, with all the, you know, the lineup that's out there, you know, getting mid, you know, there have been three guys who have been carrying SmackDown for the last, you know, since the brand split. AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, and The Miz. And I know we got all these special attractions coming in and on, but these three guys deserve something that, you know, some type of featured roles in WrestleMania. So it does look like Miz is getting that. Miz is going to be in something featured. I mean, granted, this is going to be, from a star power standpoint, you know, a very, very deep lineup.
Mm-hmm.
From an entertainment factor, you know, there's a lot of variables in place. Whether this is a good show or not, but, you know, from a star power standpoint, it's going to be a very, very deep, very, very deep show.
I don't even think on WrestleMania, what are they going to do with Braun Strowman?
See?
Yeah.
Exactly. Because him and Corbin had their conflict in the Rumble, they might just put them in the Andre Battle Royal and, you know, have them just chuck everyone out and have it come down to the two of them. Something like
that. I would love to see him press Corbin over his head and toss him like Spike Dudley.
The only other thing that I think about for Braun Strowman is, if Undertaker is that broken down, but he needs to be on the show, insert Braun Strowman and then make it a triple threat, Undertaker versus Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman. So Undertaker can take his little break so he can get the feeling back in his legs.
God damn. I was going to say little break. This is, he needs an Edge coffee break for those.
Yeah.
A 30-minute match, and he's in it for 25 of it. Oh. Yeah, he looked really bad at the Rumble. And it's like, it's almost disrespectful to say, yeah, he looked really bad at the Rumble. I mean, he did. But he's also pushing 50 after having countless surgeries, plus a recent hip surgery.
Hip surgery. I mean, he shouldn't have been out there, but they obviously wanted to kick off, the WrestleMania season and what his angle was going to be. So he went in there, people ran at his fist, it did his thing. Hopefully he'll be in better shape in 2 months.
Hopefully. I don't know, man. How are you supposed to do any sort of cardio work when you got a bum hip? I mean, you can diet, but your wind's still not going to be there. I don't know. It almost seemed like last year when he left the gloves in the ring, even though he didn't tell anybody he was going to do that, that might have been the best time to just carry off.
Yeah, this could very well feel like one too many. Yeah, I don't want to feel that way. So I hope they can put something together here. That's memorable.
It's like my whole nostalgia thing. Like, I don't like going to see, like, they've got big time wrestling here in Spartanburg, and they'll have, this was like Dusty Rhodes was still wrestling sometimes there. They would have the Rock and Roll Express, future Hall of Famers. They would have the Midnight Express, Dennis Condrey and Bobby Eaton. And it was like, I don't want to go see these guys. Like, I don't want to see a 25% effort version of the teams I used to watch. And that's in like an auditorium that seats 1,000 people. I sure as hell don't want to see a 25% version of The Undertaker in front of 70,000 people for a 20-minute match. It's just like, I won't go like so far to say it'll tarnish a legacy, but yeah, everyone remembers Sting, right?
Poor Sting.
Yeah, I mean, and hell, in that same vein, maybe Goldberg deserves a spot in the Dad Bod Hall of Fame, but
no shit, huh?
But we still haven't seen him take any bumps. And they're probably still saving that for WrestleMania, so.
Wait a minute, didn't Lesnar get him in the ring on Raw the one time?
No, Lesnar's got nothing on him.
Okay,
And then at the Rumble, he just took the bump over the top, that's it. He didn't even take he speared Undertaker, but he never took a choke slam. I don't think.
Over the ring ropes pretty well, too. Landed straight on his feet.
Yeah,
hey, for a 50-something-year-old dude, he's in great shape, and he's got some, got some balance to him. Good for him.
He still does the spear and the jackhammer, which, once again, the match with Kevin Owens is going to be pretty simple. It's not going to be very long. It really can't be. I don't think he's going to take a lot of bumps or anything. I think it's going to be, it's going to be Goldberg. It's going to be a WCW Goldberg match.
Yeah, I mean, I know Fastlane's a ways away, but I am wondering if there's any chance that, and you can't have Goldberg lose, can you? But you can have Lesnar at least interfere and have the match thrown out.
I would not let Lesnar screw himself out of a title shot.
Yeah. You know what? They could have had him say no never mind.
I mean, they could have
thinking on my feet things and nothing's coming up.
They could try to work that angle. I'm not sure that it would be the way to go, but
it's not out of the question. But I'm I'm predicting a Goldberg title win, and then Goldberg Lesnar is the title match, and they'll finally have their 10-15 minute match with where Goldberg will actually take some bumps probably, and it'll be what it'll be. But you know, and but of course it'll be built up great. So even if the match sucks at WrestleMania, already got their money. That's the scenario.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still not putting a whole lot of faith in that match, quality wise. They'll probably end up surprising me, but
yeah, I don't know,
or at least being good enough that you don't right. you just like okay, you know.
It's why you save Goldberg taking bumps until WrestleMania, because if he takes those German suplexes and can't get out of bed the next morning. Well, you're done with him at that point.
Yeah. They'll just come back on Monday and say bye, I suppose.
Yeah.
So, but, we got all the way to WrestleMania. We haven't even talked about Raw this week, or the rest of SmackDown, two pay-per-views, whatever else in between. Okay, so when Kevin and I were talking earlier off-air about how, you know, SmackDown's got three women's matches, as I don't remember there ever being more than, I guess, two women's matches on a pay-per-view. I mean, outside of a Shimmer event, of course.
Right. No, WWE, no. It's never happened. Now there's still the chance that, you know, maybe Mickey and Becky will end up on the pre-show. But it doesn't look like that now. No, everything they've announced has been for the main show. I mean, good for them. Three women's storylines. They're all pretty well developed. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really loved. I loved the bitchiness going on. Like normally, it seems like they're cat fighting over nothing, or it's just like looks or something like that. And they've made all three of these feuds personal. In their own way, and yeah,
I love how personal these things have gotten. I love the verbiage. It's a hell of a lot better than talking about dreams and passion and history. No, these bitches don't like each other.
So I was complaining to Shahid. I was like, Nikki, say something, say anything during this promo, and then. Once I finally started listening to Natalya, I'm like, what the hell is she supposed to say in response? Like, Natalya's just a crazy woman. And I know she called her, like, a crazy cat lady, but I was still thinking, nah, I don't think crazy cat ladies are like this. They're more into their cats than they are into somebody else's personal life. And then when she busted out that line, I was like, and you know what? If I wasn't already married, I was like, she's not gonna John be with me. And I was like, holy shit, this bitch is off her rocker. This is great. And finally, Nikki's like, I'm not dealing with this anymore. And it does what she should have done and just said, nope, and walked right off. Like, I'm done with this. It seems, for a few that seems to be going on forever, I just want like Natalya's craziness to keep coming out. At least she's become interesting. So,
yeah. Yeah, I like it a lot. Yeah, she's supposed to be insufferable now. It's good. About time.
I honestly thought she was screwing up being a heel at first. But as of late, I have got to admit I have approved of her work. And she seems, as the great Jim Ross is wont to say, crazy as a pet coon.
It's just a shame Tyson Kidd can't show up. Be like, no, this bitch is crazy. Joe almost put me out of my misery. So. it's just the bad thing. We said this before. The bad thing with Natalya is that Total Divas show has scripted her to be absolutely unlikable, so that she has to be like this sort of person on TV now because, well, she's kind of, I don't want to say exposed as it, because we all know it's the reality TV stuff, but it just seems much more natural and kind of what she should be doing. Like how they finally changed Trinity / Naomi back into a face, because that girl, woman, excuse me, is absolutely adorable and genuinely seems like a really nice person. So her being a heel made no sense whatsoever.
I think
Naomi's been fine in her role.
Still gotta work on the promos.
It feels like her last, she's been back, her last handful of matches, she's seems to be putting it together a little more as far as her athleticism with the psychology. Alexa Bliss has it for everything but the in-ring, and that's coming along. Everything but that, Alexa Bliss is just amazing. Everything from the moment she steps out that curtain.
I didn't see this coming either.
No. I mean, I remember like a year or so ago, maybe 2 years ago now, they did a match between Alexa Bliss and Bayley in NXT, and they billed it as the nicest match in wrestling history. Because that was Alexa Bliss' character. She was just this nice girl from... She was a gymnast, cheerleader from Ohio, just aw shucks. When they turned her heel, put her with Blake and Murphy, she showed, signs of this, and then, since she's been on the main roster and was putting a feud with Becky Lynch, she's been gold. I mean, just everything there. Facial expression, body language, every little thing she does is just... reminds you of that girl who turned you down in high school. It's just that thing.
Yeah, I didn't see the aw shucks girl at all. I only saw her with Blake and Murphy, and then when she was like broke off from them because they kept losing.
Right.
So like I was prepared for it, but I wasn't prepared for how well she's doing. I as a heel, as a person who like naturally always just kind of rooted for the heels, I really enjoy this act. And like kind of the opposite of that, like Mickey James being a heel, I just don't like her. Like she's not saying Alexa Bliss isn't doing her job, but I think Mickey James is doing her job better. Because I'm like, I don't want to hear her talk anymore. It's like, shut up.
So, it feels like Mickey James has been transported from another era. That entrance theme has to go.
It's too bubbly for her personality, for her heel personality.
Yeah, no, it does. It really does. I know her name is Mickey, and it sounds like Mickey. She's so fine. I don't know if it really worked in 2006. When she revealed herself to be crazy, then maybe they should have changed her music. Maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe it was so perfect that, but in 2017, it doesn't work for her. Not that I want her to go back to any of her TNA country themes or anything like that.
Oh, God. I just tell Kevin, I'm just shocked because the last time I saw her, she got run over by a train and survived to tell the tale. So I think we should just be happy that Mickey James is alive and well, and she has a firm, place on the WWE roster after such a horrible ordeal. Now James Storm is not in jail instead of part of the DCC.
Yeah.
The guys who wear kabuki masks for no reason.
He probably wishes he was in jail. That whole DCC thing has
quick aside, everybody. What were you saying about DCC? I'm sorry, I yelled over you.
Well, no, that whole DCC thing, they had been such a big build-up for it, and now they're just such a joke. It became a joke as soon as Eddie Kingston and Max, that fucking indie jobber loser, who the hell puts him on national TV?
Goddamn. I don't actually mind, I didn't mind Eddie Kingston at all. My thing was, they're supposed to be a DCC, okay, and they're supposed to be a Mr. Robot type of group, okay. They all come out in suits. All right, got a gimmick, got the masks, all right. James Storm takes it off. The same James Storm. Like, shouldn't you be talking differently? I mean, tone down the accent.
Right.
Like, use different terminology. Nah. And then Eddie Kingston and Brahms. Like, okay, cool. Well, the other, I don't know if anyone caught this. I think it was this week's Impact. James Storm takes his mask off. Eddie Kingston takes his mask off to cut promos. And Bronze still has his mask on, cutting a promo through the mask. Hey, dummy, we know who you are. Everybody else is already getting... They peel those masks off immediately. Which kind of ruins the gimmick, because if you kept them on, there'd be like a little bit of an aura about it. And also a kind of a... Wait, is it really them? When they're talking to people.
Yeah.
So that at any second, whoever they're fighting, they could be attacked by the real DCC. So yeah, so Mickie James is still alive in WWE, and that's a good thing. So I did enjoy Becky Lynch and how she was going to slap her back into the past. I thought that was a really good line.
That was a great line. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Becky Lynch continues to be awesome of her own accord.
I just told Shahid, I was like, look at that ring right now, and look at all of that. Look at all that in the ring. Just like, you got Renee, Naomi, Alexa, Mickey, Becky. It's like,
yeah.
God damn. He goes, you mean talent? I was like, yeah, that's what I meant.
Golden era.
That's just, do you start with dessert? Do you go straight for the main course? Do you have a few appetizers first? You're not going to go wrong. You're just not going to go wrong. It's like the Golden Corral for people who have money, so they can kick all the poor people out. That's what that segment reminded me of. You just bring in like your own chef for whatever reason.
Man. Yeah. Well, I mean that concluded that segment concluded the level of bitchiness that SmackDown is. Really done a good job of promoting. Like, it was kind of funny thinking about how terrible they've been on with Ziggler, when pretty much everything else seems to be at least moving in a direction, even if you don't approve of it.
Yeah. I mean, hell, even the Chamber, everyone got their feature, so...
Yeah, because, I mean, I guess that's the only thing we didn't...
gloss over the tag match.
Yeah.
Rhino was so crazy over in Seattle, you thought it was Detroit. I mean, I did not expect that at all. I don't think they did either.
They're chanting, "We want Rhino, we want Rhino." So what happens? Rhino gets pinned. It's like, this isn't his hometown. What are you guys doing to him? But just yeah, I was confused why. Brazongo was on the side of...
Of the baby faces.
Yeah, there was no turn. It's just whatever. I mean...
But I don't hate those guys. Like, they're kind of entertaining. So...
I mean the Ascension of the Vaudevillains are useless obvious.
That's too bad. But that gimmick was never going to work on a big stage anyways.
No, it was never going to work. And they quickly even took the black and white entrance out. You know, someone was like, "Why are we going to an extra expense for these guys?"
Well, it's not that much of an extra expense. Shit, Instagram's free. I can turn any picture I want into black and white. Ain't that much.
True.
But it did take away any of their uniqueness.
Right.
I mean, because as good as Aiden English is, gosh. Looking like a strong man from the 20s is not that impressive nowadays. So, you gotta come up with something different. But
yeah, it got them so far, but they kinda need something else.
And they were crazy over in NXT, too. When they won the tag titles, And that was like, they peaked. That was it.
Oh, yeah. That was their peak. And I mean, they were over, but I still have, you know, in Brooklyn, I still have no idea why that wasn't Enzo and Cass's moment in NXT. I've never figured out that Enzo and Cass were never NXT Tag Team Champions.
And now it seems like they're trying to get them ready to be, even though they don't want them as a team. Looks like they're going to be in the tag team picture with Cesaro and Anderson and Gallows. Which, I don't mind. That's fine.
Yeah, I don't mind.
They need to use everyone on the roster, and tag teams are unfortunately prone to these type of things. I mean, like SmackDown is doing the multi-team match at their pay-per-view.
I mean, the tag team scene was destined to go into a lull after the New Day lost. I think that was actually fairly unavoidable. Unavoidable.
I guess
for SmackDown though, right? Since they moved Talking Smack to 11 o'clock now, can't even talk about that anymore. So I don't know.
Yeah, there's just 205
live. Elimination Chamber once Walking Dead's over. So that'll be nice.
I'm sure I'll watch that and then The Walking Dead. I guess I was a little surprised. I wasn't expecting it back this soon for some reason.
It ended before Christmas.
They never announced the date, yeah.
Yeah, so it just came back out of the blue, and I was like, oh, God, that came quick. But it's about the same time every year when it comes back, so it makes sense.
Yeah, I that's why I did end up realizing, I'm like, nah, this is about the right time, so I don't know what you're worried about, jackass.
Yep, so can we talk about how, decent Raw was? I think Raw was good, except for a few things, but...
Yeah. No, it was a pretty big show, yeah. They ordered some stuff, had some really entertaining stuff. I mean, maybe the peak of Chris Jericho's WWE run.
Who was I talking about this with? Is it... I don't remember. Is this the best Chris Jericho run we've had? For a guy who's getting up there, he knows exactly what he wants to do. His facial expressions are ridiculous. He does the stupid idiot. He does the list, but then still gets people he can still get him to turn against him just to get him back again. And it's like, make up your mind. But then I realize, oh, he's doing this on purpose. It's his own little fun little game. He stopped putting people on the list because it was getting cheers. So now that he's becoming the babyface, he's smart enough to go, all right, yeah, I got to start doing the list again. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a better time for Jericho outside of when he first got in WWE. He was just obnoxious kid.
Yeah, I mean, the only other time, and it's talked about a lot, is him beating The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin in one night.
True.
Yeah. But Triple H came back and put the kibosh on that pretty quick.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's either this or the Michaels feud of 2008.
Good call. Jericho. Good call. Yeah. And then his suit where he was ripping off while using Nick Bockwinkel as the template. That was a good one too.
Yeah, but to come back and do this now, it's really amazing. I mean, literally everything he does is gold. When he took the mic and started talking about someone else calling themselves the greatest of all time, you knew where it was going. You knew it. And as soon as he said, Tom Brady, you just made the list, you would have thought that Mick Foley won the WWE Championship back in 1999 again.
I liked when they used to tease it and then he wouldn't do it. And then the super secret of Brock Lesnar going on the list, that one cracked me up. Which no one noticed till the next day that you put Brock Lesnar on the list. I mean, just trying to figure out how this is going to play out. I mean, I'm guessing Kevin Owens will lose. Kevin Owens will blame him, and then they'll go at it. That's what I'm guessing is going to happen. But I'm also wondering, because Owens has already said, what are you going to do, put me on your stupid list when they were fighting a month or two ago?
Oh,
so that, you know.
If Jericho did, you know, as part of their breakup, Kevin Owens, you just made the list. I think you'd get a giant crowd pop for that.
Oh.
I don't want to see him break up. It's like watching your parents fight. It's hard. It's too entertaining. It's two entertaining guys.
Yeah.
And a good gimmick. And it's like, I don't really want it to end, but you know it's going to. So, oh well.
That's true. I mean, it's... I imagine Kevin Owens is going to have to be a really hard heel coming out of it. Like, he's going to have to say some, like, just awful things to Jericho, a, you know, major beatdown. It's going to have to be something really big.
And Jericho. Yeah, and we know he can do it too, which is nice.
Yeah. I mean, no one's going to do the, you know, I'm the fun and games are over. I'm done. You know, joking around now. You know, type promo. I mean, Jericho cannot turn heel in this scenario. That just won't work. I mean, I'm sure Jericho probably thinks he can make it work, but I don't.
No, there's no way Jericho could be the heel in this. The crowd doesn't want to really boo Jericho anymore anyways.
Right, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, what else happened on Raw besides the two big things? New Day teasing ice cream again. If there is a group of wrestlers or a team, whatever, that can get them to bring ice cream bars back, don't you think it's New Day?
Oh, yeah. I think they absolutely could. I mean, I don't think that they're... I don't think the good people at FYE are going to be hooking up freezers and putting and only selling that would be ice cream bars. But I mean,
they have a regular cereal, they had a Halloween cereal, they had a Christmas cereal. What other holidays can you have a cereal for?
Wait,
Easter.
Do FYEs have like a little freezer for like ice cream and stuff?
I don't know what FYE is, so.
It's
is that like a Best Buy?
Isn't it usually
typically more expensive.
Yeah, I think we have one in one of our malls here. So, why the fuck are we... Who cares about FYE that much?
I'm looking them up, so... They have the New Day Funkos. Wait a second. Oh my god, those are awesome. They come... It comes with unicorn horns. Kofi's holding a bowl of cereal and bootio boxes. Those guys are geniuses. If they came up with that, that is genius on their end. Just keep making that money, guys. So it's like a Sam Goody. All right. I was curious what FYE was. But they got ice cream over. Those guys got the crowd. Do the ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. What is that, 100 years old?
Probably, if not more.
Yeah. Alright, screw it. I was trying to think of something else. Can we please talk about how awesome Braun Strowman has become? Alright, you know what? Joe came out looking like Taz in a suit. Cool. Joe's a scary-ass person. What else are you supposed to say? Samoa Joe's awesome. Yeah. He has been for a long time. Maybe not the best businessman being a TNA his whole career, but I'm pretty sure he made some money. He went to NXT, had a good run, came up, cool. Braun Strowman. I had to go on Amazon. I actually did buy a figure of his because there's no t-shirts to buy his. So. and yes, WWE Shop, Triple H, I think Seth Rollins I tweeted, asking very politely, hey, what gives with no Braun Strowman merchandise? No one's responded back to me yet. That was polite. I even said, hey, Triple H, I know you're tied up with Seth Rollins right now. Why is there no WWE? Why is there no Braun Strowman merch at WWE Shop? And I tagged all of them. No one's responded back. I find that rude. Because I can't be the only person that wants Braun Strowman merchandise.
Not from the... I mean, just even judging from the fan reaction to pretty much anything he's doing at this point, you are 100% not the only person.
No. Braun Strowman's awesome. There's not much more to say. He has gotten so damn good. I know there's a lot of... there's a lot of people, a lot of work obviously goes into, prepping, promoting, building up a guy like Braun Strowman. But he is doing everything right. He has, he's got an incredible presence. He's getting better every week. I'm honestly worried that he's just going to go down to a spear in Fastlane, and that'll be it. Or at least it for a little bit. He'll get something at WrestleMania, but he not figured into the main plans. So he can eat that loss. So.
I can't imagine Reigns not being in something big, and Strowman, unfortunately, kind of hit at the wrong time. Similar to who else were you saying that there wasn't really enough time from SmackDown to get them? It wasn't Luke Harper, was it? But maybe Baron Corbin,
I think it was Luke. Talking about having to put him into something big, some plans have to change.
In his situation, I think it's a little more doable than in Strowman's situation. I guess I just don't see Strowman somehow getting his way worked into a three-way match of some variety, like the one that we proposed with the Wyatt family.
Right. Yeah, I could... I see him getting in. I do see him as some, unless they can figure something else out. I do see him as Battle Royal bound. If it meant,
and that sucks, but
yeah, I mean, if the Andre Battle Royal meant more, it'd be okay. But it really doesn't. It really hasn't.
Especially because it's probably going to be on the pre-show.
Yeah,
and they spending all this time. Now listen, And I was telling Kevin, I can't remember the exact verbiage, but I mean this with no sarcasm and no irony, none of this. He is my favorite guy right now. Well, I mean, he's not the greatest wrestler. I'm not going to say he is. But his act, his look, and the way his athleticism in that ring is ridiculous. At the end of Raw, when he came out to attack Roman Reigns, I almost said Braun Strowman, got him on the brain. But he picked up the stairs. Roman wasn't ready yet. He just kept holding the stairs. And then he went to put him down, and then Roman stands up. He's like, oh, okay. He's holding those stairs above his head. The very stairs that we've seen much like other bigger guys clearly struggle with. He's just holding it like it's a paperweight. Like that is idiotic that he can do that and then also run as fast as he can. And then when he did the power slam through the
barricade.
I couldn't remember if it was the wall of the announcer area or not, but same thing, I guess. He did it fairly well to where it didn't look like Roman died, but it looked like it hurt like a son of a bitch. The crowd even chanted, or not chanted, but even said, oh, got the big O's going. And then start chanting, thank you, Strowman, which I'm sure is not what they were going for. But that's more an indictment of people's love for Roman Reigns than anything, or hate, I should say, for Roman Reigns. But when he first appeared, he was the big clumsy guy. And I was like, oh boy, here we go, another one of these guys. And then slowly but surely, he gave us James Ellsworth, which, alright, whatever. All those squash matches were all like, this is stupid. And all of a sudden, he started becoming a presence, and now he's at that point that, yeah, being in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, that doesn't mean shit. And I'm sure, for, I mean, all these guys want to get on WrestleMania, so for them it's different. But is it for a fan? Nah. Wasn't the original plan supposed to be him versus Undertaker anyways?
Yeah, that, yeah, we all talk about, you know,
well, let's get back to Undertaker,
Strowman versus Reigns holding it off until WrestleMania. There's probably some thought given to even making, you know, even making that the Universal Championship match at some point. And of course, you know, what's probably most likely going to end up being Roman Reigns versus The Undertaker and Braun Strowman, you know, on the outside looking in.
I was just thinking if the streak's over, whatever. The streak was still intact, and Braun Strowman beating The Undertaker, I don't know how that would have gone over, but in this household, it would have gone over really well. But even even now, I mean, who cares if Undertaker loses? You know, you're not undefeated anymore. If he were to come out and just, not squash him, but just, you know, give The Undertaker a proper run-through, that'd be pretty good, because he doesn't, he, listening to the podcast and interviews he's done, he seems to have his head on pretty straight. So, I don't think they're in any, hopefully in no danger of him freaking out and, you know, being gone in a few months. I know that, like, some others now that have changed their names legally to their gimmick name, which I never quite understood that.
Not that I didn't think that it was a nice gesture for the WWE to help out, but I did have to crack up the Dana Warrior, you know, signed an ambassador deal with the WWE, and I'm just like, I can't believe that she went with this thing. She went ahead and changed her last name to Warrior.
Yeah.
When they met, I think his last name was, he already changed his name to Warrior, so she just, she married a Warrior.
Okay, well, you know.
It's so stupid when you put it that way, though.
She married a Warrior.
It's something to hear that, you know, I was like, yeah, he changed his name to Warrior. And then to hear you say it like that, well, she married a Warrior. God, just that weird. So, what a weird business. Yeah, so.
I mean, unfortunately, like, I don't really disagree with anything in the Braun Strowman lore at this point. Like, he's just, you know, and I think this is another topic that we've kind of talked about more off air than on air, which is just a lot of the heels in the WWE are just going out there and whooping on people. And it's making it really hard to make them not popular. Like, I mean, you know, Braun Strowman is just another example amongst many.
Right, yeah. And the babyfaces are whining all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, this injury might end up actually being the best thing for Seth Rollins. Because he can make a big comeback in the weeks before WrestleMania and you know, go after Samoa Joe, go after Triple H, and you know, get a big reaction and do the bare minimum of the type of talking that has babyface turn from the get go.
We'll actually have him come back as a babyface.
Yeah,
yeah, that would be all. That would pretty much be the exact thing that he needs to have happen. So I don't know. I hope Seth is back. Because that sucks. I mean, the same knee, same, was it ACL tear? Partial ACL tear, something like that again?
MCL tear.
ACL, MCL, and what was the other
part? No, I mean this time.
Yeah, this time was just an MCL.
Partial ACL, yeah, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah,
kind of, I was like, oh boy. We started listing all of them. I was like, wait a minute, how's he coming back in 8 weeks from that? That don't make no sense.
No, that was the original entry. Yeah, no. It's, yeah. Last like, Meltzer and everyone's hearing, they're expecting him back.
Hopefully for his sake. And also, as a fan, I like Rollins. It's just, it's not his fault the way his character's been jerked around so goofily. Right. So,
I do believe that him and Triple H have a very strong. I mean, yeah, the Triple H's main event WrestleMania with Roman Reigns last year was not good, but I think that Rollins is the type of guy he can get a good match out of him.
I guess I've never thought that Reigns was terrible in the ring, but I...
No, he's not. He's had way too many good
matches. Reigns is good in the ring.
There was just no chemistry between Reigns and Triple H. That was just it.
I guess I'm just thinking that, you know, to me, it'd be hard for Rollins not to have a good match with someone. Like, I guess I was just going towards the point that Rollins is, like, even though I don't think Reigns is bad, I still think Rollins is a better wrestler.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. Yeah. There's no lie there. So, it's at the point now, like, criticizing Roman Reigns is such a dead horse that, you know, it's not a reflection on him. It's not a reflection of his abilities. I would love to hear him be a straight heel, because I think he could play that off pretty well. And then,
I think he might be a dick in real life. You know, he was, you know, big time jock in school, throwing nerds into lockers. He may have been a bully and a dick. You know, that might be the ticket. And if they're going to put him against Undertaker, well, he ain't getting any cheers at WrestleMania, so.
Well, I noticed on Monday, Reigns said something, what, he's the toughest guy ever, or the baddest guy ever in WWE.
And he was using, this is my yard.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, well, we see how this is going to go. He wasn't going to get cheered against the Undertaker anyways, so good. Here you go.
Turn him heel.
Do it. Pull the trigger already, damn it. So, but yeah, died. WrestleMania is shaping up, but at the same time, it's like, damn. It almost seems like this is the Royal Rumble season. Like, Braun's coming on strong. They're doing the experiment with Luke Harper. That this is where, you know, they should be having, like, their big matches at the Rumble, so then they can get paired back a little bit. And then heat up again at or after WrestleMania, not get pared down a little bit at WrestleMania. Now it's just going to bum me out.
Well, Jeremy ending in a depression might be a good way to end the show here. I don't know, was there any other major storyline that we did, that we didn't cover here? I feel like we didn't. We said that Raw was a good show, but then didn't talk about it that much.
I mean, the stuff with Joe, but it's like, jokingly, but really, it's like, what are you going to say about Samoa Joe? He's great. And they didn't shit on him.
Yeah, he didn't come out with a bone in his nose, nothing crazy. Yeah. And no one argued with the Samoan on Samoan violence at the end of the night.
Nope. So it's, I'm trying to think what else happened on the show. We had the tag titles, whatever. Nia Jax beating Bayley. Well, okay. Okay. Here, this is nitpick time. Nia Jax, what was her move that she got Bayley down with? Whatever. She pops up, runs in a semicircle just to pin her so that she's facing the camera. I was like, oh, come on. I I've said this before off air, Naya shouldn't be on the main roster yet. And yeah, that's just like one of those little things. That should have never happened. Unless the announcer could cover for her and say, well, she wanted to make, she, you know, that was her way of gloating or something. But they didn't, so it just looked awkward. So, like I said, that's just nitpicking.
Yeah, I didn't really pay attention to that, so I'm not going to jump on that one at all. But yeah, well, you mentioned the four-way, and that's really about the only route that they can go.
Yeah, but because, I am hoping that they do the four-way at Fastlane and just leave it with Charlotte and Bayley one-on-one at WrestleMania. I think that that's the more money dynamic.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with that line. Yeah, it's like, no.
I like when we all agree on something. It's just yeah, like, yeah.
Okay, good. Move along.
I know if they
don't like money, right? Yeah.
Of course, the thing is there. If they do that, then Sasha doesn't have a match on the main show, and The Rock's cousin doesn't have a match on the main show, and you know it becomes that whole WrestleMania. Well, let's just get everyone on the show to be nice then. Like, no, that's not what this is about.
Yeah. Well, I would wonder if they, well, you can't do that because they're mixed brands, but, you know, have a women's battle royal called the Fabulous Moolah over the top rope battle royal.
Yeah. You could do that, yeah. The Moolah and the Young Memorial Battle Royal, yeah. Might as well throw May's name in there too, yeah. You could do that.
And that's all I could think of. So.
Yep.
But yeah, so I'm out of stuff for this week.
Yeah,
so
I just looked through the Almost Live blog there, and yeah, there wasn't anything. I mean, Akira Tozawa debuting was the only other thing that stuck out to me, but the cruiserweights are just so dead in the water at this point that I'm not sure what level of talent is gonna help them out, at least on the Raw side of things.
Well, it's funny that, all right, I guess I'm not up, but it's funny the guys that got over, Jack Gallagher's name gets mentioned, gets a pop. He comes out at the end, gets a pop. People booed Neville, finally, which is the whole conundrum of the bad guys are all ass kickers. And then Tozawa, he got the crowd behind him. I mean, and I know that's happened with the other cruiserweights, but he got that crowd behind him. It was great. And then here comes TJ Perkins. That crowd did not like him at all. And that made me kind of happy because, yeah, I'm with Shahid. Just kind of faking it there. So.
He does not seem to fit his gimmick at all. It seems too put on. It's kind of scary that he was better as Manic than he is in his character right now.
I think he's another guy that'd be a better heel.
Yeah. I think there's a natural smugness there. Yeah, that could be exploited. Otherwise, he's not cool. His entrance, you know, might as well be appropriating about six or seven different cultures all at once. Somehow, it's just nothing. None of it feels authentic. Nothing feels genuine. Yeah. Turn the guy
to okie dokie. Well, we wrap up with small things around here. So, at Chris Calamita on one end, at DeFrango 11 on this end, at Granny Maze on that end. And did I say the at Stunt Granny brand? I don't think so. So.
Yeah, no.
There it is. If one of you two knuckleheads wants to send this out, feel free.
Well, wait, before we get out of here, you forgot to mention your interview. We just posted up.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was the new Ohio co-promoter, Aaron Hallman, came on last week. Hopefully, maybe in the future, we will get actual interview with a wrestler prior to the event. But things are preventing me from having an extra couple of days here to do that. And but yeah, that was a good time previewing the show that I will be attending on Saturday
evening. Nice.
Yeah, because the wife even threatened going to the live Ring of Honor on Sunday night, which I was a little bit shocked by.
Oh boy! Well, she went to PWO with you, so it's not a surprise. But.
Yeah.
Yep. And so I just wanted to mention that before I get out of here. We'll let, we're going to let Chris take us out, so this should be interesting. So thanks, guys. Listen to We Watch Stuff. She and I will be back later, hopefully with a review of John Wick 2. And if you haven't seen John Wick, go see it, and then go see John Wick 2. Because John Wick 1 is still awesome. I'm out.
Night, everybody.